Loco Sports fans. Welcome to another edition of the Loco Sports Lowdown podcast. This week we are talking high school league football. Finally, a week one recap show of the area public school football teams who got underway on Friday night. We've got four games to run through. Unfortunately, did lose a couple of games due to COVID exposures. One at Hilton Head High, and then Buford High lost their game at Lexington this week. So just four games to go through. Battery Creek blew out Academic Magnet 45-7 in Coach Terrence Ash's debut. Colleton County beats Bluffton 28-7. Whale Branch shuts out St. John's 33-0, and May River 28-7 over James Island. And Wes, we'll start it with Battery Creek and Academic Magnet. I was there for the first half, and let me tell you, this is not the Battery Creek team of old. Terrence Ash has these guys playing hard, working hard, and they are not short on talent and athleticism. They just ran Academic Magnet off the field. Jayon Allen was a man on both sides of the ball. Jeremiah Dilbert, great running back. Jacoby Anderson looks great under center. I mean, I'm really excited about this team now, and I was already pretty excited about what Coach Ash might be able to do there.
Wow, what a sensational first game for Terrence Ash. Congratulations on a heck of an opening statement there at Battery Creek. And, I mean, he was certainly prepared for this one. What a great feeling to get that first win. They must be pumped to their first 1-0 start since 2014. And as you said, this is a whole different Battery Creek team compared to what we've seen in the years past. Terrence Ash is a heck of a coach, and he has this offense and this team as a whole playing some fantastic football. Jayon Allen, one of the big stars, a 15-yard touchdown run followed by a pick six. And he's got some hops. He's got some legs. What an athlete this guy is and what he's going to be for this Battery Creek team this year. And wasn't sure how Jacoby Anderson would fare at quarterback, but he was fantastic in this first game. I mean, a phenomenal job just managing the flow of the game. I mean, making the throws when they were needed. And then they ran himself later on. So, I mean, he threw a dime to Alex Frazier at the end of the first half, 59 yards. He completely broke away from the defense. That is a difficult throw to make. A fantastic, fantastic pass from Jacoby Anderson. Just a rainbow throw. How impressive did the offense look for Battery Creek? I mean, looked like they were in midseason form. I mean, the line should just take much of the credit. The offensive line, fantastic. Excellent game from Lucas Kinsey, who led the way. And one of those key returning players who we knew he had to show it this year. And then Kinsey leading the charge on the offensive line. Fantastic job on that end. And I really like the pieces that Creek's got on offense. And I mean, they're doing a great job getting them the ball. Jeremiah Dilbert, he's definitely got some power in that frame, some fantastic legs. Academic Magnet just able to catch up to him on a long touchdown run. Justin Smalls as well. I mean, how hard was it to bring him down? I mean, some of those athletes at Creek just have the power, and they just have the athletic ability to break those long runs, and then that's going to be difficult for these squads to stop when Battery Creek faces them. And just so impressed with Terrence Ash. This was a tough transition, especially during COVID, and being able to talk to this young team, build up these players, and then being able to start a season in a lot of uncertainty. And my goodness, they just looked like they've been playing all year already. I mean, just amazing how he handled all this, getting the guys ready. Everybody's so dialed into what he was planning. And man, if this offense keeps this up, we'll be looking at a very special Battery Creek team. We knew Terrence Ash was had a great offensive mind from what we saw from Clemson up to River Bluff and up to Buford, how he revitalized that offense. So I'm not surprised with how good this offense is under him, and it's only to get better from here. What a start, what a statement from Battery Creek and Terrence Ash. This is a whole new team, and they are looking dangerous. If they can build on this against Tannehill, I mean, who's certainly not a pushover, especially going on the road, I mean, they're going to have some huge momentum going into Oceanside.
Yeah, I was going to say that there is a caveat here that it was Academic Magnet, but Battery Creek has not always handled the Academic Magnets of the world, and certainly not with the ease that they did on Friday. The defense was outstanding as well. The only touchdown for Academic Magnet came on a fake punt, missed a couple tackles on that, and otherwise the defense was flawless. They really didn't even let the Raptors have a chance to score. So very encouraging signs for them. Like you said, it gets a lot tougher this week traveling up to Hanahan. Former Timberland coach Art Craig is there now. So you know they're going to be a strong team. They're going to be ready to play. And it's going to be a tough place to play on Friday night. But Battery Creek definitely looks like they are up to the challenge and ready to compete this really tough region. And they look like a team that is on the rise, for sure. The creek is on the rise. And a lot of it has to be attributed to Terrence Ashe coming in there and trying to change the culture and the attitude. And I tell you what, an opening win goes a long way toward doing that. Rackin Lambert was able to catch up with Coach Ashe after the game to talk about his first victory as a head coach.
I'm here with head coach Terrence Ashe. Coach, first win, how's it feel, especially with the season going the way the season's had to start this year?
It's great. You know, I really just feel happy for our players just to experience. We kind of told them that, you know, it's been a while since the Creek football team has won the first game of the year. So, you know, we really challenged them with that. And then just to see them come out with that energy and really play tough and have great effort, it was great to see. So I'm just happy for those guys.
Yeah, it's, 2014 is the last time that Battery Creek won a home opener, season opener at that. So we talked a little bit earlier this week about establishing the run game, and that's kind of exactly what you did early on. One little mistake there early on, the fumble, but you were able to come right back up and Jacoby and the three and Jeremiah were able to put some points on the board. How did that feel once you got those couple touchdowns on the board?
Yeah, it was great. We strongly believe in you got to be able to establish the run game, and you got to be able to stop the opposing team's run game. Just to see those guys really run physical. We did have that fumble early on, but, you know, again, it's all about being able to bounce back from those types of adversity that you're faced with. So just to see them respond, and you know, Jacoby ran hard, and Dilbert ran hard. One got called back for a blindside block there, and then even Jayon. But they ran hard, and it was really just good to see those guys be physical. But, you know, I thought the offensive line did a really great job creating holes, so definitely want to talk about those guys because they've really started to come together. So it's just exciting to see our guys play tough.
And so it wouldn't be 2020 without having some kind of delay or something going on. What did you tell your guys during the lightning delay there right after halftime?
Well, it caught us by surprise. We were getting ready to go back out, and then all of a sudden they sent us to we took our guys to the weight room, and then all of a sudden we went up to the gym. So it wasn't, you know, one of those long delays, and, you know, the guys just came out and responded very well. So, for them to go through that and come back and respond the way they did, just very proud of that.
All right, so we've got Hanahan on the road next week, the first road game of the year. Anything that you're going to prepare for, take away from this game that we can use towards next week?
Well, you know, we got to clean up some of the mistakes on both sides of the ball. I do think our special teams, Ivan did a phenomenal job kicking on kickoffs, and also he kicked the field goal. Not quite sure yet, but I think it may be a record for the length of the field goal there. So it was good to see him. You know, he made every extra point, and then he was 1-for-1 on his field goals. So, you know, we'll continue to build off of that. But, you know, next week, Art Craig's going to have his guys well coached. So, you know, we're going to have to clean up some of the mistakes that we had tonight. But ultimately, you know, if they can go out there and play hard next week, it should be a good game from both teams.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right. Congrats to Coach Ashe. First of many, we're sure. Let's move along to Colleton County at Bluffton. And the Cougars come into town and walk away with a 28-7 victory. Bluffton never really in this one. Just couldn't find an answer for Colleton's ground game. Couldn't get much going on offense. Kylan Simmons with the only touchdown, but just not much positive for the Bobcats here on opening night.
Yeah, and it was kind of what I expected, a slow start from Bluffton. I mean, looking at an experienced offense, losing Keen White, and of course losing Lee Kirkland, you're definitely going to have some growing pains, and that's what we saw from Bluffton in the opener, just a tough performance where, I mean, you're coming into region play, you got a lot of unknowns, and then that's just it's difficult to come out to a good start. And just to get that consistency with an unproven quarterback, difficult to do, but we saw some good signs on offense throughout the game that they'll build on moving forward. But Bluffton, it's a tough one to start off with, but it's been difficult circumstances, but they'll definitely have a lot more solid play on the way this year. Kylan Simmons, though, a really nice touchdown run, but that was all for the Bluffton offense. So they were able to cut the lead to a touchdown, but after that, we're not able to find the offense. We've seen some Colleton County tough year of the year. They definitely did some credit to the Cougars as well. They got some great pieces on the defensive front, but man, that veteran offensive line that certainly hurts you. Maybe you want to see a little more from the O-line, given opportunities for Hoyt to make some plays, but Colleton just a little better on their execution both sides. And Hoyt, I mean, it's hard to expect much going into that first game, and it's a learning experience for him, a learning experience for those young players on offense. And I want to see him use a lot more of those check down. Kylan Simmons, he was able to do that pretty well. He had ended up going for making some risky throws. One that ended up in an interception, and that's just one you have to experience and learn from. And so a lot more good things to come in the future for Nate Hoyt. And I mean, Bluffton's defensive, they went through a lot of changes in the offseason, that whole defensive unit. Couldn't get enough stops against the Cougars. I mentioned speed of Jordan Simmons and Jatad Allen for Colleton County at wide receiver in the preview pod and or in our preview of this game. And it just wasn't sure that the Bobcats would be able to match that speed, and they could not. Simmons and Allen, they both found the end zone in this one. And Bluffton's defense, a young defensive core, they're going to have to get better as well. It's going to be some learning this year for Bluffton. I don't expect too much from them, but I think by the end of the season, they'll definitely find some improvements all around from the quarterback position to that young defense. And they're always excited for a rivalry game with May River. That's going to be a fun one to come out and see. But I just don't think this Bluffton offense will be able to keep up with May River's dominant on both ends.
Yeah, and looking through the box score that we received over the weekend, the Bobcats were able to move the ball fine. Actually, pretty even in total yards. Colleton with an edge, 373 to 326, but four turnovers for Bluffton, including three interceptions. And Kylan Simmons had a nice game, 20 carries for 137 and a touchdown. They'll need more of that from him, but also did cough it up once. So the four turnovers, not going to fly, and it's not going to be easy to beat any team, especially a tough team. On a night when you do that. And Colleton, like you said, give them some credit as well. Kobe Peeler doing a great job there. That team looking good coming into the season and maybe a factor in Region 7-4A this year. So we'll be keeping an eye on them throughout the season. Not technically in our coverage area, but they play so many of our teams, it almost feels like they are. So we'll be following them along the way. So congrats to Colleton County, and hopefully Bluffton can get back on track here in the next couple of weeks. All right, well, Whale Branch had no trouble on opening night. I was able to take in a little bit of that one before the rain started pouring down. The Warriors win 33-0 over St. John's. Totally impressive and totally dominant effort. Jalen Reeves, the quarterback, just running circles around the Islanders. Joseph Hicks and Jadon Grant also having success on the ground. And then the defense pitching a shutout. Doesn't get better than that on opening night on your brand-new field turf. And let me tell you, that field looked beautiful, and it was not muddy when it started pouring rain. It's really going to be an asset for the Warriors, especially with the speed that they have on offense.
Man, I'm going to come down there. I'm loving that new turf from what I've seen in pictures and videos so far. But an all-around impressive win for Whale Branch. A great, great performance to open up the season. What a start for Jerry Hatcher's group. Lost a lot last year, but you couldn't tell much by the result of this first game. They looked as solid as ever. Jalen Reeves, I mean, picking off from what we saw before this game and then some. 13 carries, 210 yards, four touchdowns. Jaden Grant, he was a key guy. I thought he would step up this year at running back. He was able to get it done with the touchdown. I mean, they just punched it down defense again and again, running the ball. And I mean, St. John's just did not have an answer. So, I mean, why throw it when you keep succeeding running the ball? So, I mean, Whale Branch just kept that formula going all game long and didn't go away from it. And it really benefited them. Whale Branch just really playing a fantastic, fantastic game all the way through. But Whale Branch football, when you think of them, they're all about the defense. And they really showed up Friday night. Five turnovers, three fumbles, and two picks forced. Reeves had one of those as well. So, I mean, that unit just creating havoc for the Islanders all night. They knew what the emphasis of their plays would be seemingly every time, and they stopped them every time. And so, what a mind Jerry Hatcher is on defense. I mean, when you look at he's produced from the school, we just talked to Niles Pinckney last week. He just coached defenses so well. He can coach that side of the ball. I mean, the athletes that he gets to grow are outstanding too. I mean, they've got some really talented guys for many years that we've seen at Seabrook and Whale Branch, and even on the basketball court too with Vic Pringle. But Joseph Hicks, I mean, who I wanted to see for a key factor for this team, it was Hicks, and it was Jaden Grant. Both of those having absolutely excellent games. Picked up a fumble on defense, stepping up right there and contributing. So outstanding to seeing those guys who need to have successful years get it done on the first week of the season. So what a statement they showed in this first game Friday night to the rest of this region. A complete effort really on all sides of the ball. And I mean, if they can replicate this the next couple of games, I think they're going over the region title.
Yeah, well, and you talk about Jerry Hatcher developing defensive players. You can take it even further back to when he was Mark Clifford's right-hand man at Beaufort High and cranking out guys like Jimmy Legree and Justin Parker. They have always been able to produce defensive talent and turn them into next-level superstars. So Jerry Hatcher doing a great job. And his new offensive coordinator, Adam Kinlock, coming back to Whale Branch after a couple years at May River. He had a great debut as OC as well. And that's a dream OC job there with Jalen Reeves and the stable of running backs that they have. It's got to be fun to draw up plays for that team. And I firmly believe this is going to be a top five team by the end of the year in Class 1A, no doubt about it. So we're going to keep a close eye on the Whale Branch Warriors all season long. All right, one last game to recap. May River goes on the road and wins 28-7 at James Island in a game that was delayed by lightning a couple of times. Didn't finish until very late in the night, but May River comes away with the win. The defense nearly pitched a shutout, gave up a late touchdown. Ahmad Green finds the end zone three times. So about what we expected from May River. I know they were a little frustrated that they could have put up some more points and let some opportunities slip away, but great job by the defense, made a goal line stand, and then essentially made another one, but a fluky play where a pass was tipped and floated to an open receiver in the back of the end zone resulted in the only touchdown of the night. So May River looks like they've got a few things to work on, but they're ready to compete for a region title.
For sure, yeah. One of these games where the weather delays, I mean, that can take away from your focus, especially with a lead, but not for the Sharks. So credit to them. Great job for them to hang in after a couple delays, and they're able to take care of business on the road. And I mean, those can be momentum killers, and when you have lots of time to think about it during these weather delays, and it just kind of you lose focus a little bit. But the Sharks were all focused all game long, and they got the result they wanted. So some big credit to them for getting it done here in the first week of the season. And the offense was solid. Ahmad Green, he's looking the part once again, our preseason player of the year. Three rushing touchdowns, just so hard to stop near the goal line with his speed and his power. And Cam Scott also pitching in with a big rushing touchdown near the end to pad the lead. And so, but I think the defense was a big start tonight for the Sharks. I mean, it's hard to find the energy to get back out there after multiple weather delays. And so to have that fight on the defensive side, they were able to do that. And as you said, made a huge goal line stand to virtually end the game. So it wasn't the prettiest, wasn't the flashiest win, but they take care of business, got the job done, and there was no heading to Bluffton. So even though that's always a rivalry game, I think May River's defense should be able to dominate against a Bobcat team that's searching for some answers to have some consistency on offense. But if they can avoid the turnover against May River, which could be a tough thing to do with the defensive pieces that the Sharks have on all sides, I got to go with May River. But it should be the rivalry games are always fun.
Indeed they are. We enjoy the rivalry games for sure. It's always fun to cover those Loco and Loco matchups and get to see two of our teams playing at one time. That's a good time for sure. Well, there's only one thing left to do. We've run through all the games. It's time to pick our players of the week for the South Carolina High School League in the Loco area. And Wes, you get the first pick and lots of great people to choose from. Who are you going with this week?
Yeah, this was a really tough choice, but I'm going to go with Whale Branch Warriors, Jalen Reeves. 13 carries for 210 yards on the ground, four touchdowns, and he also picked up an interception on the defensive side. So just a phenomenal athlete. We've seen on the basketball court, now we see on the football field a superb performance for the Warriors quarterback who just they kept gashing the Islanders every time he ran the football, and they just kept giving it to him, and nothing changed. He took him apart every time. Just a fun and flashy guy to watch, and he can break out that big run seemingly every time. And then he did on the other side too. He hauled in a big interception and set the tone on both sides, and it's going to be a heck of a factor for the Warriors this year. We've seen his athleticism. He is a heck of a player to have on your team. Certainly be focused on stopping him. The region teams will in the weeks to come, but from what he showed Friday night, I'm not sure they'll have the success they want, because I picked him as the MVP in the preview pod for Webb Branch. I didn't think he would be doing it at this level. What an athlete, what an important, what a reliable star for Jerry Hatcher to count on both sides of the field. He is going to have a big 2020 season.
An outstanding choice, and I was kind of hoping that you might go a different direction so I'd have an easy pick with Jalen, because now I've got to go to Battery Creek, and they had so many guys contribute. It's tough to pick just one, but the guy that most impressed me of all was Jayon Allen, so I'm going to make him my player of the week. Don't have his stats rushing-wise, but he was running the ball all night long, had a grown man touchdown run from 15 yards out, dragging guys into the end zone, and then on the very next play, he comes back and goes up, climbs the ladder to make a great interception, somehow keeps his feet, and then he's in a pile of 20 guys and somehow comes out the other side and just races away for a 60-yard touchdown. And that play just blew me away. Jayon looks like a man out there. He's one of the tallest players on the field all the time, and he's playing running back and free safety, so that's always a good sign, especially when you can turn on the burners the way he can. I think he's going to be a huge factor on both sides of the ball and really help Battery Creek really establish a good foundation here under Terrence Ashe for the future and be ready to move forward in a positive direction. So I'm going with Jayon Allen from Battery Creek as my player of the week.
A great pick. He's got some hops, as I said, and just that interception that he made was outstanding athletic ability to be able to pull that one off. And a guy who I thought would be a big candidate to have a successful season for Battery Creek, and he's shown it in this first game and just all the plays he can make all around the field. He just one of the guys that it's going to be difficult to hold down, because just a phenomenal athletic player.
And because of the weapons that are around him. I mean, with Jacoby Anderson running the ball the way he is and Jeremiah Dilbert kind of the power side of that power and speed duo, I think that offense is going to be a problem. The offensive line has been coming along the past couple of years and really starting to hit its stride this year. So I think Battery Creek's offense is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And if the defense can continue to play the way they have, then they're going to be a problem for some of those teams in their new region. All right, well, that's going to do it for us for this episode of the Loco Sports Lowdown. We've got 5 episodes a week right now, high school league and Skeeza football previews, as well as football recaps, and then our regular interview show coming out as well. We'll have Niles Pinckney, former Whale Branch star, turned Clemson Tiger on this week's show. So be sure to tune into that. And if you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for this episode of the Loco Sports Lowdown podcast. Until next time, go Loco.